Brenna. Yes. Beautiful. Allow that.
Hi, I'm Susanna Mars, and welcome to Adventures in Artslandia.
Just after 9/11, I directed the American soprano, Jesse Norman, in Schubert's Winterreise in Paris.
Hi, I'm Susanna Mars, and welcome to Adventures in Artslandia. I'm sitting with an artist by the name of Samantha Shea, who has a piece coming to Headwaters Theater this weekend.
And it was about 4 or 5 days after 9/11, and she called me in the morning. She said, I can't sing tonight. I said, why? She said, I'll start to cry. I'm so upset with the situation now. The World Trade Center 9/11, it's too emotional for me. And I said, Jesse, this is the time we must hear your voice.
Beautiful, Brenna.
You have to sing tonight. So she called at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and she said, okay, I'll try. And there are 24 songs in the cycle of Winterreise. And after the fourth song, she began to cry. And tears were streaming down her face, and the pianist stopped. And she stood for some minutes, weeping. And then she stood 10 minutes.
Don't put it together, Brenna, it's okay. You don't have to keep it together.
Hi, I'm Susanna Mars, and welcome to Adventures in Artslandia. I'm sitting with an artist by the name of Samantha Shea, who has a piece coming to Headwaters Theater this weekend. And I just had the privilege of observing a rehearsal process, which is really remarkable because the work is personal and there are four other artists in the room. Because I don't know much about the piece other than what I've read, I know one piece is based on a folktale.
Yeah.
And that was the first piece that I observed. Is that right?
You mean in the rehearsal?
Mm-hmm.
The entire piece is based on the folktale.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
When I read that, that's what I thought. And then I thought, oh, wait, there are two pieces. That's really interesting. Okay. And they're beautifully emotional.
Thank you.
And it feels as though you are showing the experience of feeling.
That's nice to hear.
Yeah. What are you shooting for? What's your artistic parameter with the piece?
Yeah. Well, this is actually my first day of rehearsal with the piece.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave myself a challenge of making a piece in 1 week. So this is actually my first day with the actors. So we created all of this today.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very inspired by the folk tale, which is the Baba Yaga Vasilisa story,
mm-hmm.
from Eastern Europe. And of course, there's a lot of, I guess you could say, details in the story, but the underlying energy of the story for me is really about the retrieval of the intuition as an initiatory experience. And I very often like to, sorry, my attention is still with the actors. I care about them so much. I'm like, what are they saying?
Oh, I'm sure. It would be hard, like leaving your child with other people watching them.
So I like to create experiences for the audience in which their intuition is empowered. So as you can see, what I make is quite abstract, and even though I'm classically trained.
Tell me a little bit about your training and everybody else, since they may not know.
So I went to CalArts.
Uh-huh.
I studied acting at CalArts, and I also studied at the Moscow Art Theater in Russia, and I studied at a place called Shakespeare and Company that is in mm-hmm. the Berkshires in the East Coast, a really incredible place. And I'm also a big Shakespeare nerd and have done a lot of academic study. And then, so I'm not actually as much trained as a director as I am as an actor, but it was sort of being an actor that catalyzed me into being interested in directing.
Mm-hmm. I was curious, I read in some of your press materials that this is kind of a respite from a tour that was much more proscribed than this piece that you're working on in 1 week.
Yeah.
That is an experiment for you in terms of kind of freeing up you as an artist and your tools. And how is that for you to have this week? I mean, you obviously have a performance at the end of
yeah.
it. But I just liked how that sounded. Is kind of a, it's really refilling your cup in terms of the creative process.
I think so, yeah. I mean, it originally wasn't really planned that way. My friend Raven, who was also directing with me, she's an amazing writer, and we're collaborating on this piece.
And she's a Portlander as well?
She is a Portlander, mm-hmm. yeah. And we just had trouble scheduling it, actually, mm-hmm. because I did a big piece in Iceland, and I did a piece in Poland, mm-hmm. and both of them were pretty big scale, and a lot to take on as a producer, because I produce a lot of my own work, and I also had never done work on that scale, so it was very initiatory for me. And so getting to make a piece in 1 week that is with only a few people. Mm-hmm. And I've also worked at the Headwaters before, so the piece I did in Poland, we workshopped in this space. So mm-hmm. it is great to just go in and make a piece, and especially, I usually take 2 to 3 years to make something. Mm-hmm. And so there's something really beautiful about, as you said, the work is very emotional and very vulnerable, and it's very much, I like to work very personally with people on, I think my art process in a lot of ways is kind of falling in love with a person and seeing them and then eliciting their specialness on stage. Obviously, I also have perspective as a designer and aesthetics, but really that's, I think, the core of what makes my work strong is that commitment to the energy of the people. And I think that in a long process, that is a little, it can get a little lost. So there's something beautiful about doing something so fast because everything will be really potent, I think.
Right. I would say it might be similar to a long-term relationship. You know, there's that honeymoon
yeah.
period,
yeah.
which is beautiful and lovely and easy and light. And then there's that long-term relationship part where other aspects of humans, you know, foibles come into play. And
yeah.
So there's beauty in that, of course. But that, I could see how that would be really lovely.
Yeah. And it's also, for me, I can't be neurotic about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to. And I do actually, in moments in the rehearsal process, I love what happens. I'm definitely not one of those directors who just, or artists, may I say, who I just always hate my work. There's a moment when I'm like, I love this, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then if I have enough time, and I think this is true for any artist, I'll go, well, is that a good idea?
Right. Are people going to want to watch this?
Yeah, maybe only I think this is a good idea, you know? But generally, I'm just a little self-conscious, so I can't afford to do that this time. Mm-hmm. So I just have to be really present, and I think that's a huge gift,
especially when the piece has a big root in intuition.
Yeah,
because you are really doing exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
And trusting that, and yeah. the way you work with your artists is obviously very close and trusting and supportive. And how do you find your artists to work with? How do you find these three women who you're working with?
Two of them I went to school with at CalArts. Mm-hmm. And then the other person I met actually training at Shakespeare and Company. Mm-hmm. And she lives here in Portland. And I just thought she was an amazing actor. And we were actually roommates in the quarters out there in the Berkshires, and I just was really excited about her. And she also is a very young actor and hasn't done much stuff in Portland, and so I felt very strongly about putting her on stage in Portland.
Tell me her name.
Her name is Joellen Sweeney, and she's amazing, so people should hire her.
No, it's good, you know. Yeah. Any other two actresses?
Brenna Fredrickson, mm-hmm. and Evangeline Crittenden.
Oh, great.
My co-conspirator is Jerry Raven Stanfield, who's acting as a writer and a co-creator and mm-hmm. one of my best friends.
Oh,
so
that's great. So yeah. Where do you live full-time when you're not working in Portland?
I'm sort of based here, but I'm pretty nomadic right
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a lot of work in Europe,
mm-hmm.
which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping to get to make more theater in the States, but right now the most opportunities for me are abroad.
Mm-hmm.
but it's nice to come back here because I do find the Portland audience very receptive mm-hmm. and just very open-minded and excited about experimentation in a way that I haven't seen in other cities in America. Mm-hmm. And so I love coming here because there's just a curiosity that is so warm and appreciative. It's so nice.
Well, and I, when I was watching, I heard you use the word witness and the idea of human beings being present for each other in that way is very moving. Just for people to have an emotional experience and then to share. And then as an observer, I felt moved at the vulnerability of the actors, their ability to respond to each other. And I would think, I would hope, I guess it's my hope, that audience then says, that's okay. I can be emotional in this world.
Yeah.
Even though pretty much so much that's happening right now is really clamping us down in every way.
Yeah. And I would say that one thing I've said before, and I'll say again, I've said in press before, but, you know, I look at theater as, or live performance, might I say, not just theater, as one of the only places where we can have a collective initiatory experience. And this piece is about initiation, right? It's about going through something and coming out on the other side, or not coming out on the other side, but going through something, not necessarily romanticizing that, and being tested and being confused and not having answers, right? But, and every human being goes through an initiatory experience. You know, we've all experienced trauma, illness, loss, whatever it may be. And I think that there's this sort of old esoteric belief that our initiations are not complete unless they're witnessed. Mm-hmm. And I think that the arts is a place where we can traverse that ground because we don't have to make anything okay. Right? So that's the beauty of working with the actors in this way, is that we can work with energy. And it's not about, you know, you see the actors being vulnerable, and it's not about having to put them back together. It's not about traumatizing them. It's about, oh, this is who you are, and we can play with that. Mm-hmm. And I can make you feel safe to explore who you are and allow that to be something that is beautiful and poetic. And it's such a privilege. Oh, I'm getting emotional talking about it. Mm-hmm. You know, and then my hope is that the audience, yes, as you said, is empowered by that, or they're freaked out by it, but that's cool too.
Right. Well, they observe a way of being.
Yeah, and a vulnerability mm-hmm. and a potency and a humanness mm-hmm. that and it is interesting what you said about me staging feelings, because mm-hmm. I do think that is, my process is highly intuitive, and I think that's what it is. It's sort of explaining those kinesthetic emotional experiences that are so fast that we don't realize they happen. It's like stretching time, or you mm-hmm. know.
Well, and yeah, when I said staging feelings, you like make events that reveal. And that, like, staging feelings feels like old school
maybe
theater.
Maybe that's not what
right?
you said.
But,
yeah.
Right, but I mean, just to be, because I think that it's like opening up the flower where people can see, you know, the working parts in a good way. You know, it's interesting because you don't want to be didactic about feelings and where they belong or don't or whatever, how they look. But just to see that, it's really lovely.
Thank you. Yeah. And I think that's why the work is a bit abstract, because we can't be didactic about feelings, mm-hmm. right? Or anyone's experience. Mm-hmm. And we can't tell people how they should feel. And I think that that was part of why I began directing, because I think a lot of theater is so academic, and there are certain kinds of aesthetics that we have deemed supreme, and I think that they're beautiful, but maybe they shouldn't be the only option. Mm-hmm. And that's part of why I wanted to use this, you know, Bob Wilson voiceover,
right,
where he's talking about stillness. And of course, he's a figure in the American theater world mm-hmm. as a pioneer of, you know, not liking naturalism, and I thought that was kind of interesting and clever of me.
Well, it's so beautiful, too, the piece, the story that he tells, which I recorded, and I'm sure I'll play a little bit of it
in the
podcast, is so beautifully, and I want to say the word illustrated, but I don't mean that it's illustrated. I mean that the physicalization of what your actors are doing simultaneous with this other story, I'm always fascinated how disparate stories impact each other.
Yeah.
Without any, no planning, no intention. All of a sudden they're words, and then something's happening, and then they illustrate in some interesting way. And one of the actors was, the piece is Robert Wilson's talking about Jesse Norman on stage the day after 9/11.
Yeah.
And just watching another human being bow down or any kind of physical movement, it just was all of a sudden I saw people falling out of the Twin Towers. Or,
wow.
You know, it's the culture so rich. My mind is full of images that are connoted the minute you say 9/11.
Of course.
And then what you do is one thing, and then the story is another thing. So it's really lovely how it just builds in that way.
That's great to hear, because it, you know, we just created it today. So it's wonderful to get that feedback and to hear it resonating in that way, because it was just sort of an organization of material. But that's the beautiful part, is also being able to have a process where we don't know.
Right, and knowing that I might be the only person who would respond in that way, for all we know.
Yeah, which is the beautiful and terrifying part of being an artist.
Right, you're so right.
You know, yeah.
Well, I really feel honored that you let me observe the process, because it's very private.
Yeah.
And so I thank you for that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. No, I appreciate you being here. And I mean, and I also just have to commend the artists, because they're just so open. And I mean, and we have, obviously, I've worked with many of these people before, so I can work with them very intimately and all of that. But I would not be able to do the work without them, of course, and them showing up. And so, yeah.
Well, the piece is going to be at the Headwaters Theater. It's a real pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you.